December 25th. Dear true love, wish we could be together this Christmas Day. I miss you more than ever. Thank you for the thoughtful gift, a pear tree. I must admit, they're not really my favourite, and it's been a while since I've had one, but I'm not even really a huge green thumb, and I think you're acutely aware of my backyard situation, or lack thereof. Still, I'll do my best to keep it healthy. And to my surprise, I thought a wild pheasant had snuck its way into your gift, until I realised it was actually part of it. Is the intent of me to nurture this creature through its life, or merely to slay the winged beast for my own nutrition on this Christmas Day? Please hurry with an answer back. Yours truly, your true love. December 26th. Dear true love, again, I'm missing you today on this Boxing Day. I was hoping we could be together and watch the cricket, eat the leftovers from Chrissy lunch, but again, I'll pen you this message. I received another one of your gifts today. I'm not sure if you recall, I live in an apartment, not an aviary. Two turtle doves, why? I mean, I get that they mate for life and that's romantic, but so do penguins and swans and beavers and gibbons and even wolves, but I don't want any of them gallivanting about, causing a ruckus in my living room, defecating in the fruit bowl. Just done a quick Google too. Turns out it's illegal to keep them as pets, and they're not friendly towards humans. Not that I need a Google to confirm that. Why couldn't you just get two little turtle dove ornaments, you know, like in Home Alone, Lost in New York, at the toy factory? We could have had one each. You'd prefer a live pair of turtle doves. Well, I can tell you, my landlord won't be thrilled. You've got some explaining to do when you get home. Your true love. December 27th. Dear true love, as the silly season starts to fade, your gifts and lack of reading my messages continues. Are you sure you intended these gifts for me? Or have you just bought a bunch of stuff on online auctions and used my address? Seriously, this isn't just three hens watching art house films, smoking thin cigarettes and pecking at baguettes. There's eggs popping up all around the house now. They've nested in my bed. It smells like the back entrance of the Royal Adelaide Show here. I've heard of crazy cat ladies, but people are going to be calling me the crazy bird person. The landlord's been asking questions too, so I need you to stop sending birds, okay? Your enduring true love. December 28th. Dear true love, I thought I said no more birds. Not only do you send me more, but more of them. We're at a total of 10 birds in my apartment. 10 birds! There's feathers in my mouth. I can't escape the chirping. I'm surprised I haven't been pecked to death by now. Why couldn't you just get me some jewellery like a normal true love? A necklace, some earrings, a ring. Get home soon. I missed you. I'm confused, and I need you to deal with this feathered flock. I'm scared I'm going to wake up with an egg on my face, or worse, a cloaca. Your persisting true love. December 29th. Dear true love, you finally took the hints. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Five rings. Anyone would think you're having an affair, but after the last couple of gifts, I know you're just trying to make it up. Love them. I mean, it's a little excessive. I'll probably have an everyday ring, a special occasion one and a backup, but I might sell the other two and get myself something nice. I can't be expected to wear them all, right? Not David Rose. You've seen Schitt's Creek, right? I love you. Your true love. December 30. Dear true love. Oh, so we're doing this again, are we? Not only another set of birds, but another set of birds laying eggs. You know what eggs are? Future birds! No more! Send no more presents! You should have stopped with the rings. I could have dealt with that. You're tolerating true love. December 31st. Dear true love, I hope you've thought about your New Year's resolutions, one of which should be stop buying birds! I'm sick of asking you. Why are you still sending them to me? Can't have a bath now, you know why? There are seven swans that you sent and they just won't get out of there. They're bloody aggressive too. Instead of hearing fireworks this evening, all I'll be hearing is tweets, honks and flaps. If you send me one more bird, you'll never be coming back here. You understand? Your last thread, true love. January 1st. Dear true love, new year, new you. Sort of. I thought you were aware of my lactose intolerance, or perhaps not, considering I now not only have 8 cows, but maids who refuse to tidy any of the mess you've created, but will happily squeeze out a fresh cup of milk. I mean, just a black and gold carton of almond milk would have sufficed. How much is this costing you? Is this just for the day, or are these maids here to stay? Between the birds and the cows, I'm pretty sure this is violating my lease in at least 7 different ways. Your sempiternal true love. January 2nd. Dear true love, I'm flattered that you think I'd make a great judge for So You Think You Can Dance. But to be quite honest, it was a bit of a shock to see a dance troupe turn up on my doorstep and start twerking on my patio. Is this a Christmas, Graham? Because the girls seem pretty adamant on staying here. Much like the cows and the birds. Seriously, how much does this cost you all up? Are we in debt? I have to go. There's some sort of step-up two dance fight about to break out between 8 of the other ladies. The other one is hassling me for dollar bills in a private show. Your illimitable true love. January 3rd. Dear true love, you gave me an absolute fright this morning. 10 British blokes rocked up, towering over me at the front door, and all they wanted to do was jump around. So I've put on some House of Pain to appease them, but I think I'm going to have to take them to the Victor Harbour Holiday and Caravan Park, the big jumping pillow there. Well, they're going to do my head in. The apartment below me keeps calling every 2 minutes about the loud thuds coming from upstairs. What are you doing to me? Your assiduous true love. January 4th. Dear true love, oh my God, what have you done? 11 recorders blasting insufferable tunes. This is not the wake-up call I wanted. It's like I've walked into a Year 3 music class. Not to mention, the sound of a pipe is not dissimilar to that of a bird. You know, you got me 23 of them in varying breeds. Please tell me this is going to stop soon. Your staunch true love. January 5th. Dear true love, a migraine! That's what you wanted me to have for Christmas, wasn't it? A migraine. Drummers now, on top of pipers, jumping jacks on top of pirouettes. Cows, birds. The only half-decent gift you've gotten me since Christmas Day was the 5 golden rings. But even looking at them now, they could be fake. The only thing holding this relationship together right now is you organising the removal of all of these gifts, or the repo man doing it in the next 24 hours. That's right, I finally got into your bank account. Your yet-to-be-proven remaining true love. Oh, by the way, it's my birthday next week. Do not do this again.